time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. It's time for another BEC Power Talk. And here we are, a lovely Saturday. I am Terry Bass, and my partner in this great conversation each and every week, Libby is here. Libby Rohrig. I said it the best I've ever said it just now. I know. I slowed down. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
But I nailed it, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't a confident yes.
You did.
Okay, thank you. That I feel better now. There we go. It's important to do it right. And Libby is here. Our public relations, now I can say Rohrig, but I can't say relations. Did you notice that? Our marketing and public relations whiz is here. And we have a guest that I'm glad to invite on the program today. Yahaira Bess.
Yes.
Yes, you are the best. Yes. You are a public relations and grassroots specialist.
Yes, that is correct.
So we're going to find out what that is. That sounds like an interesting job because, you know, one thing we talk about each and every week, the co-op, it's not your typical company. It's not. It's a co-op. It's a member owner experience. It's an organism. You know, it's a living, breathing, moving, you know, it really is. I mean, and you guys work there, and you seem to be extremely happy where you work.
Absolutely.
And everybody can't say that.
No.
You know,
we have, Yahaira and I have the best jobs at the co-op.
We do.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Why?
Everybody's jealous.
Okay. Well, we might have to uncover some of the why throughout this program today. But there are a lot of things that happen at a co-op that are different than a traditional setting, even as it relates to power. We won't have to get into the other guys, but they don't operate the same way.
No, we're not for profit, and right, we serve every day of the work week and beyond, doing what's best for the member.
Doing what's best.
In every way.
I think the key word you just said, serve.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, you're here to serve. Maybe in other situations, they have that flip-flop.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the service-based organizations like a Berkeley Electric Co-op. So Yahaira Bess as the public relations and grassroots specialist. Do you deal with engaging the membership, the members, owners of the co-op?
Yes, that is actually my main goal. It's to activate, mobilize our members, get them engaged.
All right. So priority one is member engagement.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to talk about the day in the life of Yahaira Bess today. And that's good. So let's go straight there, straight to the bullseye. What are your responsibilities at the co-op?
Okay. My position allows me to support the direction of the cooperative while serving the needs of our consumer owners and our communities. Through various communication platforms, I urge the importance of member engagement just because it allows me to share our programs and it helps me understand the important issues at hand of our members and communities.
And I would suspect that the last 8 weeks have been very engaging, even if not from a distance. You know, I heard a commercial said we're far apart, but we're closer than ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you share in that sort of a?
It's been very different. This is like a new normal, I guess, for us, just because we're not out there right now in the public face to face. You know, we're trying to be safe. So all of our channels of communication have been through social media. So it's been different, but we're still out there for our members.
Okay. So engaging through the new normal.
Yes.
You know, I was having a conversation with somebody recently, and we were a little sad because we feel like people are going back so fast to that we call it the new old normal. But we don't want that. And I'm certainly at the co-op, there's a new normal. Like it or not, it just there is, and even the way that you guys operate. Now you're still doing a lot of the things within the company that you were doing, let's say, in April, or have you kind of gotten back more to normal operations?
No, our about half of our workforce is still working from home if their job allows that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're
not coming back until June 1st.
Okay.
And our retail lobbies are still closed to the public. Our drive-thrus are open, of course, but if a member needs to come pay their bill in person, that sort of thing, or they won't be able to come into our lobbies until June 10th.
Oh, wow. So spring. Still got so, a little ways to go.
Yeah, we're taking a very conservative approach to resuming normal operations. We think it's very important to keep our employees healthy so they can continue serving the member and to protect our members. You know, we don't want to expose people unnecessarily. So June 1st, all of our employees will be reintegrated into the office, and June 10th, our lobbies will be reopening.
And as we are on the topic of member engagement and what makes the co-op set apart from other businesses, what you just said is an exact example. And we are with Yahaira Bess, Public Relations and Grassroots Specialist. So we talked a little bit about your responsibilities, member engagement being that's the star at the top of your mirror or right there. I got to engage my members, right?
Yes. And Terry, I want to brag on Yahaira for a minute. This is one of the things I admire about her is she is bilingual. You know, Berkeley Electric serves a diverse population. You know, mm-hmm. we serve a metro area. We serve rural areas. But our actual members are very diverse. And we have a large Hispanic population that may not speak English comfortably. So Yahaira and several other employees at the co-op can speak to them in Spanish, where
in their language, so to speak.
Okay. Maybe more comfortable. Yeah.
That's awesome. ¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
¿Y tú bien?
Bien.
How about that? Did you know?
I did not.
That might be the only sentence. Okay. I just asked how she was doing.
I was about to say you could moonlight for the co-op.
I'd have to go back to school. I had a lot of Spanish, and I really thought at one time I was going to become an interpreter. So I would think in college, 300 level Spanish. I could write. I was there. And then when I stopped, I really went cold turkey. So
yeah,
I think I'd need a year to refresh.
Well, if you need to practice, I'll be more than happy.
Okay. All right. See.
Are your children bilingual too?
Yes. The
now that's
kids,
amazing.
Exactly. And yes. It's good for them, you know, in the future because you definitely won't need that.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. Exactly. In America, a diverse land with people from all over the world that make us up. I don't understand why we never had Spanish as a second language, because many countries, English, they teach both at the same time.
Oh, multiple languages. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why? I don't know why we didn't do it, but. Yeah. Thank God for Yahaira Bess.
Yeah.
At least at the co-op, she can speak multiple languages, bilingual. Well, let's talk about your responsibilities, which we have. Now, how do you get to your responsibilities? You know, what do you do to achieve the goals that are set forth within the company?
That's a great question. We understand that it is essential to keep communication channels open and transparent with our consumer members to increase that member engagement. So our goal is implemented by community and neighborhood meetings to help build these strong relationships. You know, we also promote member education in our schools, churches, and community events. We provide accurate information to our members through all, as I mentioned before, all of the media channels. We try to inform them about scam alerts, you know, quick and easy access to your account from Smart Hub. We also have the energy saving tips, member to member, and so much, many more programs that we have. Feel like that activating and increasing our grassroots advocacy groups through member engagement day that we do at our local offices. We have that like once a year. We're trying to increase that to twice a year because we have seen growth and improvement by doing member engagement days. And we also, of course, communicate political issues that affect our members and their cooperatives.
Hmm. That's okay.
So it's a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot. But
we do a lot. But we have a great team, though. It's not just me. You know, I have a great supportive team that also backs me up and helps me through these events.
Okay. Well, now, when I saw this bullet point here about communicating political issues, now, as we know, we live in a day and time. I don't know if it's always been like this. It seems like it hasn't, but it's hard to have political dialogue with people without people getting almost feelings hurt or, you know, get picking sides and all that. So how do you navigate through that? Because you have a diverse, as we just said, mm-hmm. a diverse population of member owners, and then you're communicating political issues, but I would suspect that it's got to be done very craftily and very carefully. It's certainly in a nonpartisan way.
Exactly. You know, we are out there to encourage our members to go register and vote. We never tell our members, you know, what party. It's not us. We're nonpartisan. Mm-hmm. But we have programs. And one of the programs that we have is called ACRE/COPA, which is Action Committee Rural Electrification. Which COPA stands for Co-op Owners for Political Action.
Okay.
So COPA allows our member owners to raise their voice on behalf of their cooperative by participating in the ACRE app, which, once again, it's nonpartisan and supports candidates for the U.S. House and Senate, those in the office and running for office who will stand up, speak for, and protect the interests of electric cooperatives and their members. So this is a great program that we have. You know, ACRE understands that our energy must be safe, has to be reliable, and electricity costs must remain affordable to our members. So this program is open only to residential consumer owners of electric cooperatives, but it's a great program. You know, participation in the ACRE program ensures that the voice of electric cooperative remains steadfast in our nation's capital and state legislature.
Wow, that's something that I would have never thought about. Thankfully, you're here with us today, because I can guarantee you, your cousin's electric place, they don't do all that, you know? They just don't, because
exactly.
It's not of a concern, but this is very important.
It is important, and a lot of our members are not aware of it. So it's great to, you know, this is what we're talking about. One of our principles for the cooperative is education, and educating and training our members, and not only our members, but our employees, letting them know the programs that are out there that are beneficial to them, that are important.
Very, very much so. Once again, we're with Yahira Bess and, of course, Libby Rowrig.
Nice.
Libby.
Thanks for having us, Terry.
Oh, glad to have you each know, and every Saturday.
Yeah. We look forward to this. And along the lines of ACRE and COPA, you know, electric cooperatives were born out of the political process, and we are very dedicated to serving our members and helping keep an educated and active electorate. You know, for those of you who don't know, electric cooperatives were created as part of the New Deal.
That was in my brain, I promise you. I was about to say the New Deal came to mind.
Yeah, and, you know, when times were really tough in our country, rural areas were not being served with electricity. And without electric cooperatives, these rural areas would be more like a third world country. They would not have progressed as they have over the last 75, 80 years. So,
wow. And like you said, bringing the, let's call it the fringe community, not in anything other than geography. You know, fringe, bringing the folks that are further away from the cities into these organizations, member owners. Like you said, a lot of your constituents are in rural areas, are away from the metro areas, but they need to be represented just as equally.
Yeah, and all parties represent these rural areas, Republicans, Democrats,
right.
Libertarians, Green Party.
Everybody.
Independence,
that's right. I'm Viva la independence.
And Terry, I just wanted to add to you, if our members are ever interested in like more information,
right.
or they want to contact me directly, you know, they can always go to our website, www.berkeleyelectric.coop. They can click on my community and then click on the grassroots advocacy link. And they will have all the information there that they need in regards to ACRE and COPA and everything else that we have going on. So, yes, I just wanted to share that information as well.
Well, because the co-op thought it enough to have a specialist in grassroots and public relations, they should at least engage on the other side, right? So you have people to engage and more people in this, in COPA or ACRE, to talk to speak to help along the way as it relates to even the political landscape in a nonpartisan way. That's outstanding. Well, you know, before we, and I want to talk about what's going on with COVID-19 that we're in for a long haul. It's a marathon, you know. Not long ago when everything happened and Libby and I were talking and we were saying then, it looks like this is going to be for a while. And
yeah,
here it is, a while.
Yeah.
And I don't see the end. I feel more encouraging, you know, and we certainly want to see. We haven't yet seen that flattening, really.
Right.
I want to see the downside, like a roller coaster. You know, you're looking over and like, oh my, we're about to go down. You know, we want to see that. We're not quite there yet, but as we were talking about the political things and even the rights of the member owners, the rural folks, one of the big things that the politicians are heavy into is what they call net neutrality and the right to have internet everywhere. Well, this is very similar. You know, you would want to have rural communities have internet service and have, because look at the problems that were created when kids had to have online learning, but then they're out further away from the city and they don't have internet. Look at the challenge. You know,
yeah.
We know your member owners have electricity,
mm-hmm.
but it's sort of a parallel. You know, somebody has to advocate and represent the folks that may not have as much of the access as the city folk will say.
Yeah.
But glad that you were doing that, Yahira and mm-hmm. and Libby. But let's talk COVID-19. And there's a Take Action campaign, I believe.
Yes.
What is that all about?
Yes. Right now, there's a COVID-19 phase 4 relief package. And as I mentioned, you know, we are committed to our members and the communities we serve. And we understand that the pressure is hitting hard as electric co-ops across the nation are facing severe budget shortfalls and residential members, you know, are struggling to pay their bills because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So this significant ripple effect has altered everyone's financial ability to keep things running. We have temporarily suspended, you know, disconnecting electric service, waiving late payment fees to support our members during this time. Also, those who had deposits on their accounts, we've returned the deposit fees to alleviate the members' account balance. So, you know, we're trying to get back, as you mentioned, to our traditional way of doing things. However, you know, it will be a long way to get there. So right now, with this campaign, you know, time is of the essence. We are asking our consumer owners to encourage their members of Congress to support their communities and the co-ops in the COVID-19 phase 4 relief package. You know, electric cooperatives are responding to the COVID-19 by taking steps to protect their employees,
mm-hmm.
maintain reliable and affordable services, and support their communities. And of course, you know, we're going to continue to provide, you know, to the local families and the businesses during this uncertain time. However, we need policymakers to minimize the financial impact of this pandemic on electric cooperatives, you know, help the local families and the companies that are struggling to pay their bills. And, you know, there's more information about these critical issues that are affecting the cooperative and its future. And, of course, you know, there's a website that our members can go to, which is www.action.coop. And that's Take Action and Act Now. You know, that's, you know, our members are our voice. You know, the cooperative is run by our members. So we need our members to back up the cooperatives as well.
And that's strong because you're calling for phase 4, not in the midst of phase 4, but before it. You're urging it. You're
that's
encouraging
right.
it. Oh, so I see what you're doing there. That's grassroots as it gets. That's awesome. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this morning we're with Yahira Bess, the public relations and grassroots specialist with Berkeley Electric Cooperative, and of course Libby, who's always with me, serving as a public relations guru, community guru. You're a guru.
I appreciate that.
That's
easier. Appreciate your confidence.
Yeah. Guru's easy. Guru is easier to say than rowing, actually. Libby Guru. Maybe not.
Well,
but that's really powerful, though, when you think about the things that you guys are doing to keep – you're going the extra mile,
yeah,
literally.
And, you know, the bottom line is it's a trickle-down effect. You know, as folks have been put out of their jobs because of the pandemic or are seeing reduced working hours, they have trouble paying their bills. And even though cooperatives across the country are cutting them some slack and doing things like we're doing, like not cutting people off if they mm-hmm. can't pay their bill or waiving those late fees, it has an economic impact on all cooperatives. Berkeley Electric is in a healthy financial situation, so it's not as critical for us, but we do know that not every co-op is as fortunate as we are. They're not as large as we are.
Right.
And if they, a lot of them are looking at 50 and 60% of their members are delinquent. You know, we aren't seeing stats like that, but we have seen an uptick. And so it's very important for our members to encourage their representatives in Congress to think about co-ops and the economic impact that we're feeling and the importance of the role that we play in our communities and really encourage them to do what's right in this next relief package.
If you think of the co-op as its own community, which really it is,
mm-hmm.
within that co-op community, you guys are like the legislators of that, the Congress or the council. You're the council. You're the co-op council.
Ah.
Yes. Do you like that?
I like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think you should get a T-shirt. The co-op council.
We'll get you one too, Terry.
Okay.
You can be an honorary member.
There we go. I can do that. I can be your secretary of relations.
There you go.
At the co-op council. But this is great information for member owners to know that all this is at your fingertips. And a lot of times we spend this time on Saturdays to let them know because,
yes.
you know, they just think of it as, well, it's just service. No, it's actually much more
mm-hmm.
than just, you know, cutting your light on and having heat for your stove or
sure.
air conditioning in the summertime. How's your thermostat? It's warming up.
Yeah. 78.
Oh, boy.
With a ceiling fan, it is comfortable as can be.
Okay. I've actually, you know, I've surrendered to the ceiling fan in the bedroom now.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess it's going to be like that for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think of the dollars that are adding up in your bank account because you're not spending that $10 a degree.
You're right. Look at there.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Look at there. Wow.
He's showing us an empty wallet.
Too bad it's not television, yeah. But you know what? It's full of plastic cards, though. Look at that. You get a card. You get a card. There's a lot of those in there. But, you know, I'm old school. I like cash. But I get it. I understand. They say right now with the pandemic, it's better to use your card than cash because, you know.
Fewer germs.
Yeah. I got it. Well, let's talk about, and man, time's flying when you're having fun. Once again, we're live on BEC Power Talk with Yahira Best and Libby Guru, a.k.a. Libby Rowrig, who is wonderful in all that she's doing. And, man, we even got our 106 days of summer up and running, so we're in a busy time.
Another way we serve our members.
That's right.
If you could use an air conditioner, hit us up. We'll give you one.
Go to the website and find out all about that. But I am seeing something here about National Voter Registration Day. And a call to mark your calendar for September 22nd. That would probably be one of the last chances to get ready for November 3rd.
Yes.
And, wow, you, Yahira, are organizing a big event on that day?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
It's very important, and it's something that's so dear to me just because we are role models to our next generation of our consumer members. It's very strong that we go out there and register our members, inform them, so that way they can go out there and vote. So, of course, you know, we will have a voter registration drive at each office. That will be September 22nd. You know, and voting allows us to speak with our members. So when we're out there, once again, member engagement, engaging our members out there in the offices, they come in. We will speak with them, help them, you know, to get registered, update their information, and also, most importantly, remind them to go vote. It's essential not only to vote, of course, on our primary election, but also encourage everyone to vote state and local elections as well. You know, and of course, I always say, please do not forget our annual meeting event. You know, that's very important as well. That's where our members have to go and also voice, you know, their rights, you know, of going out there to our annual meeting, which is hosted, of course. We do it every single year in November. And it's our duty, you know, we try to explain to our members, it's our duty as citizens to express our voice by voting. And it's also a privilege given to us because of the brave men and women who fought for our freedom. So therefore, it is only right to honor those by doing our part and going out there and voting.
Man, and September 22nd.
Yes, September 22nd, we will have refreshments, you know, prizes, giveaways, drawings. And of course, we look forward to seeing many of our members, you know, coming out there on September 22nd to
and
our local offices.
Maybe one non-member, you know. You said refreshments. You know what? I want to register again.
Yeah. You get a hot dog.
Yeah. Terry, get out of the line. You're already registered. But that sounds like a lot of fun, giveaways, drawings, and having people engaged, really grassroots. If we could ever get back to the grassroots thinking, and, you know, when you think about the bottom as much as you think about the top, then we're going to have success in every area.
That's right.
And the power is with the people.
Exactly.
That's right. And it's great that the wonderful Berkeley Electric Co-op has all these different layers like this to help along the way, because you're truly listening audience. If you're part of Berkeley Electric Cooperative, you are really a member owner.
That's right.
It's not just hearsay. It's real. I mean, and every Saturday you prove it with different aspects of the team and what you guys do. So, I mean, this is awesome. Awesome. You hear a Bess. You hire her. All that time I said your name
yes,
right.
Yes. Yes.
You hire her Bess. That's a beautiful name too.
Thank you. Yes. You pronounce it so well.
Well, you know, I'm a bass. Terry Bass. Bass and Bess are close. So, you know, Yahira Bess. That's wonderful. Public relations grassroots specialist. We've got a couple minutes left. Is there anything that I didn't ask you that we need to make sure we let the member owners know? I think we've covered everything pretty good.
Well, I did want to mention, you know, you talked about already being registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's important if you've moved, like I have in the last 6 months, to make
Update.
Sure your registration is with your current address. And I have to give a lot of credit to Yahira. Right after I moved here in January, I moved back home, you know, from living away. I learned my lesson, so I came back home. Yahira sent out an email to employees talking about the last day to register before the primary, and I jumped online and got registered in South Carolina, and am so thankful that she shared that information with us just as an employee. So update your voter registration information if anything's changed since the last election.
That's anybody listening, whether you're part of the co-op or not, that's just good to know.
Yeah. Right.
Good information. But you know how I know why Yahira is, she's all engaged in her job. You know how I know? As you were talking, like your hands were getting those hands going. See, that's, you were in, all in.
I am. Like I said, it's a passion. Yeah.
Yes.
And if you have that passion.
See, she's doing it right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People, it will, what is it called? That positive
yeah.
vibe will
that
flow.
Vibe, the
that's
vibe.
Right. That's what, right.
It flows through you. Yes. See. See, señorita.
Muchas gracias.
Yes. See, that's the other part. Now, we're going to get off the show. We're going to have a full conversation in Spanish.
I'll listen for my name.
There we go. Well, look, it's about time for us to get out of here. It's been a lot of fun talking to you once again, Yahira Bess and Libby Wibby, as I call her. Don't call. You can know only me. Only me.
I've been called worse.
Libby Wibby, Libby Guru, and now Libby Roe Rig. I've got it. I've got it down. But it's time to get out of here on this Saturday morning. Thank you, everyone, for listening and supporting Berkeley Electric Cooperative. This has been BEC Power Talk. Have a great day.